Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Logistics Podcast by Vitron. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Johannes Meissner. Johannes, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Today, we want to talk a little bit about change management from logistics process to production. But before we start, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
My name is Johannes Meissner. I'm a managing director of Vitron Logistics and Informatics together with my colleague Helmut Prisching. My areas of responsibility are mainly the project realization and the technological development at Vitron.
We want to talk about change management. And as I mentioned before, from logistics processes to production in a warehouse. What does that mean for your customers, Johannes?
Yeah, most of our customers in the food retail sector are coming from a traditional logistics environment. That means manual and labor intensive processes from goods receipts up to the storage to manual order picking and loading. Set is with the level of degree of automation which we typically use in our project. That is for sure a change towards a production environment. That means automated processes from goods received over up to the goods issue, a completely different work environment.
Mm-hmm. How do your customers manage such a change in their processes?
Most of our customers, actually, before they are approaching us, have actually already in mind that things have to be changed. Therefore, there's a certain openness already there because they see also restrictions basically in the current opportunities of development. They have issues with the current processes, with things, how they are doing things. Therefore, the openness is already there. And typically, we are getting them together on the road for planning of such a production environment.
What are the main pain point when it comes to change? Is it a technological topic because we have no technology, automation, IT systems, a new WMS, a warehouse management system by Vitron, or is it a topic about the people in the warehouse?
There are several topics. Therefore, we typically see that there's issues or topics are really in different dimensions. It's on the one hand, for sure, the possibilities of integration, looking on the supply chain from end to end, from producer up to the end customer in the store, but has also to do with dimensions like transport, packaging quality, human being, the workforce which is involved, which has to be considered, and of course also the experience of customers in a store.
I think my favorite project for change management is the Migros project you realized in Neuendorf, because they have covered the whole project within the media, with an own website, described a lot topics to the employees, what will happen next. And why is that so important? How do you support your customers?
First of all, you mentioned it already. So communication of such a process is a very important thing. Therefore, as we go together on such a journey with our customer, it's not only all about this automated system or logistics or automated processes. It's also to get basically the team, the customers, the employees of the customer to be able to get them part of this journey. Therefore, the communication portion to bring people on this journey is a very important topic.
You mentioned the network or the supply chain. Is it your part to explain the partners in this network, in this supply chain, what will change? Or is it the part of the customer? Because maybe the customer do not realize what will change. So you have to explain it to the partners in the supply chain.
Absolutely. For sure, you know, our customers, that's also the main business from our customers. They also know how their business looks like. What we are doing is basically also in the planning process and throughout the project realization to show and explain basically opportunities which are given basically with their mindset of a production environment. With our experience over all the projects, for sure, we have here a lot of input throughout this whole journey, making such a project or such a journey then at the end successful.
you have to get everybody on the table, right? Or at the table. Do you have a process for that? Or do you have a checklist for that, how you manage that?
Yeah, for sure. As we go through basically also the planning phase, we get basically also the topics on the table. They will be discussed, analyzed, defined together with the customer, because at the end, we have not just to produce a layout or an automation system here. We have really to define production concept or operating concept together. And in all the different areas and dimensions which are involved in such a project, for sure, based on our experience, we have here people who have actually done it also on the floor. We have a lot of knowledge, especially in the food retail environment, with the knowledge what the trends are and in what direction, what can be done, what can be automated, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense.
So and one idea is also to connect customers, right? That you have a look at the guys in Spain or in France. Maybe you can learn something from their processes, how they manage this change process or change this process. And maybe they have different ideas how to handle the situation. So this is also an idea, right?
Absolutely. And especially this portion, as we start such a journey or project with a customer, by default, it's happening anyway, because I have not seen basically a customer from us doing such an investment, because it's an investment. It's a heart of the operation also from our customers, without looking on references, reference sites, and visiting basically customers which are doing this. Therefore, from day one, customers, new customers are going in contact basically with existing customers, looking on projects. And I think it's an important part. And that's also a topic which we actually guide also, making sure that here an exchange of information, experiences, and so on is done.
And a lot has also happened at Vitron when it comes to change management and new products and new processes, new projects. For example, new UX processes, for example, when it comes to enable the employees in the warehouse to work with the automation and work with the systems, right?
Absolutely. So development here, that's one of our most important topics, what we have always on the agenda. We have, even if we have an overall concept how we do things, but especially getting here also the user experience into our product, into our WMS suite is very important. We developed over the last years a lot towards the user interfaces, UX design and such things, making sure that we are here supporting the promises also in future as best as possible.
From my point of view, I think the focus has shifted a bit, more focused on the employees, on the human. Maybe 20 years ago, we were more focused on automation and to run a process. But today, we realize that, okay, the employees have to accept the new process. They have to work in this new environment. So we need to focus on them, right?
Absolutely. And I think it has also a little bit to do with the general development in this area. Therefore, that processes are automated, that we are more thinking in production lines and such things get, in the meantime, more and more prerequisites. And they're always assumed that things will be done automatically. Therefore, to improve here things means we have to focus also on areas, on usability and then such things, which makes the product at the end even better.
You mentioned you're responsible for the technical part and also for IT systems. What does it now mean for a customer to have a production IT system and not only a logistics warehouse system? What does it mean technically, and how does Vitron support the customer?
We typically are delivering basically for our customers our WMS, which has a wide variety of products where we really can automate such a production facility from receiving up to shipping, including the right integration tools into the IT tools or supply chain tools of the customer. At the end, the IT is the brain of such a facility, and that's important that you have here a highly integrated and automated suite from warehouse management up to materials flow control systems, which are supporting here the customer or the site from the start to the end.
But this is a huge system, right? So when you start an automation project, you get a huge IT infrastructure system in the back, and you have to trust this IT infrastructure. You have to trust the decisions from the system. How difficult is that to build this trust?
I think the main important, based on our development approaches, our focus was always that we create here an IT environment, which is a focus that we automate also on the IT processes as much as possible. As therefore, the user, as in a classic production plan, should focus to monitor processes and to monitor the plant, but the actual operation planned, executed, and so on, that has to go as much as possible automated, because that has the opportunity also for further development.
You mentioned next week you're going to fly to Australia to open a new warehouse. What issues do customers approach with you, and are there differences between Europe, USA, and Australia?
I would say in all regions, basically, there are not major differences on the topic itself. It's very often that there will maybe differences in priority of topics. For example, this qualified job profiles for sure has a higher priority in high wage rates in regions like Australia, or it's packaging quality, for example, is a more discussed topic in Europe as in the US, where you typically find much more stable products just because of longer transportation routes.
And I want to come back to the IT system, because I have one more question on IT systems. Do you train then the employees? Do you train them then?
Yes, absolutely. And throughout such a journey or project, I think it's very important that in all stages of such a project, you deliver the right services also to the customer, because at the end, it's a common journey. What we are doing here as a customer, based on our experience, for sure, and our services, which we are providing from fine operational concepts up to training of people up to running operation for a certain time together with the customer or for the customer. That is a very important thing to be able to, for different mindsets, different customers, to provide here the right service level to accompany the customer basically on this whole journey on a common goal to a successful project at the end.
What comes next, Johannes? What are the next big topics when it comes to change management from your point of view?
I think we made the last decades huge progress from, you know, as we were also coming from some islands of automation in the plant. We are now basically on a level where a plant is really in the focus and the areas. But there is for sure a huge opportunity still in the integration of the overall supply chain, therefore from the supplier up to the end customer in the store. It is integrated already, but there is for sure a lot of opportunities still which can be managed or improved over the course of the next years.
Do you need more explainability when it comes, or more trustworthy, or when systems decide that these decisions will be accepted, that it will be more explained, that there is a trust in decisions?
Absolutely. That's like the control logics what we have today inside of the four walls of a plant where things are running through automatically. That is always the base for development, that if you automate processes, that you have a trust also on the people which are using such things to be further improved in the future.
Yeah, I ask a question because you mentioned the supply chain or the end-to-end dimension. And when you then talked with the guys in the shops or with the guys who produce products, they have to trust the decisions by the warehouse. And maybe you have to explain them, because then they can accept them, and then they are able to go and to make this change, right?
Absolutely. So trust is very important. On the other side, for sure, there's a lot of room of improvement still there, that systems react in the exception situation always in the right way, because that typically goes hand in hand, that you can prove that decisions of systems are also done in the right way.
So we're looking forward to then the next episode about change management in maybe 2 or 3 or 5 years, Johannes. And now we switch to Carl Högen, and we are very interested what Carl is reporting us about the US market. Thank you very much, Johannes. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
My second guest, a frequent and welcome guest on our podcast, is Carl Högen, the CEO of the US division at Vitron. Carl Högen, welcome to the podcast.
Herr Lieber, thank you very much and good morning.
We want to talk about change management, and you bring with you 3 or 2 examples how change management works or how it has worked well from some US projects. I'm really looking forward.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. And before we are talking about change management, maybe a word at the beginning, and I do remember an interview which I will tackle here in a second. Change, when we are looking to our customers, is always a chance. Change means that I can do something different, that I can do something better and more efficient in future. And many of our customers see that as a big chance when we are talking about processes like this. Mm-hmm. And I do recall an interview from the previous CEO of Sobeys. This interview is already 15 years ago.
15 years, okay.
15 years ago when we implemented the first facility in Canada. His words were, "This is a game changer for us. We are much more efficient inside and outside of the warehouse. We do have less transportation costs, and we can provide a significantly better store service with that change or using that chance."
Let's go into detail. What does change management look like at Vitron and with your customers?
I think the most important thing for me, and this is essential in my opinion, is that we do have a very strong direct connection to our customers through all of the processes of such a project development and also during the day-to-day operation of a project. Mm-hmm. I do believe there are 3 key dimensions when it comes to a successful project, a long-term successful project. This is number 1, the technology. Number 2, the people and the employees. And number 3, products and processes.
Mm-hmm. Can you go a little bit more in details?
So, for example, close to the customer means already during the development of the solution. How well do we understand the business of our customer, starting from the products and the data, to make sure that we are developing a solution which really fits to the requirements of our customers and can be well implemented here into new or existing buildings. And when we are looking at the fully automated case picking, for example, we do have more than 20 years of experience, around about 100 projects. So that means we do have a lot of know-how and experience when it comes to the technology part.
Do you perhaps have a better domain knowledge of all projects than the industry itself?
I would clearly say yes. So we are, as we said, we do have around about 100 projects. We are working with 35 customers worldwide. We see 35 different supply chains. We get to know best in class in the industry. So the answer is absolutely yes.
Is it maybe the key to success that you really understand the business of your customers?
The business of the customers, correct. And also not only focusing on the technology, mm-hmm. The key is also how do we implement that technology into the organism of our customers.
What do you mean with that?
Yeah, for example, people was the second key dimension for me. So how do we work together with our customers? How much are we together in the details? And also how much can we explain to our customers that both parties are responsible for success? So that also means during the different phases of the project, we are cross-checking responsibilities. What is the responsibility of Vitron? What is the responsibility of our customers? to make sure that we are implementing a successful project, and even more important, that we do have an efficient, meaningful operation for the next 20, 30 years of those projects.
Has that changed over the years so that both parts have to work together, the mindset? And not only I order something at Vitron and they have to do that?
I think this makes Vitron really different. That feeling and that mindset that we are very close together with our customers is embedded in the genes of Vitron since many, many years. And I think that is an important one, and also different to our maybe competitors in the market here. Yeah. So we always would say to our customers, on the one hand, we are a technology company. And even more important, we are a relationship company, to make sure that we are extremely close with our customers, because this is a main dimension of a success of a project.
Do you tell them we need you in this project too? So it's not only about ordering a machine, a COM machine or an OPM system. We need you. We need your support. We need your commitment as our customer.
100% yes. Yeah. And we are not only telling them, we are cross-checking that in every meeting, in every discussion. Because as we said, on the one hand, we do have the technology. On the other hand, we do have the people. The third dimension, for example, where we need our customers, are the processes and the products in the warehouse, for example. Mm-hmm. So how do we design efficient operation in a warehouse where we don't have idle times, for example? How do we design the process of a receiving? When do we receive the product? How long do we store the product in the warehouse? How do we ship, on the other hand? So all of the interfaces we do have here with our customers are extremely important. And product, for example, maybe we touch on that for a minute here. Again, example, when we built the first warehouse in Canada with Sobeys 15 years ago, we had round about 5 or 6 aisles where we had product in a semi-automated mode, because we couldn't pick those fully automatically. After 2 years, most of those products were in the fully automated Vitron OPM system, because the customer was talking to their suppliers, what can we do differently, what can we do better to avoid manual handling, because we do have a fully running machine here.
That's the second dimension, people, employees, and partners, right?
Correct. Second dimension is the people, the know-how of the people and how we are working together. And the third dimension for me would be the processes and the products.
Can you share a bit about the people? What are your experience with this dimension?
Especially when we are looking to North America, there is so much momentum in North America at the moment that, on the one hand, we are working together with the biggest retailers in North America and in the world. On the other hand, when we do have a new customer, they already feel that they also want to have a game changer in their supply chain. So the initial mindset of new customers is already there. We gotta be more efficient. We wanna do things differently. And where is the tool that we can start that process?
Mm-hmm. From my point of view, many of your customers advertise their logistics or automation investment into the supply chain. How important is that they produce films and a lot of advertising, and they are fascinating, enthusiastic about their investment to get everybody on board?
What we see in US very often is that they do that especially with respect to the stores. Mm-hmm. To get the stores on board here and get them closer to that change process, because in future, we are delivering pallets in a more aisle-friendly way. We are delivering pallets directly into the shelf or directly into the back room, etc., etc. And in North America, very often that is used to introduce the game changer here to the stores. And also one example we have here, a customer in US, when we are looking to that game changer, they are after couple of years, they explained to the stores that they can change the replenishment frequencies, especially for smaller stores. So that means instead of delivering the smaller stores 5 times a week, they are only delivering maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And this is based on the reliability of the Vitron solution, where we are delivering every day, every hour, and also based on the error-free commissioning here when we are packing the cases onto the pallets.
Can you share some details about your third dimension?
The processes and the products are extremely important, like we said already. When do we get the order drops from our customers? How can we make sure that all of the streams in that warehouse can be synchronized to get the most efficient routing on the truck? How do we intelligently load the trucks in terms of the store sequence when they are delivering the stores, in terms of weight management on the truck, not to overweight the trucks, etc.? So we're receiving, for example, when do we receive product? How do we receive product? How long do we store the product? And those processes are extremely important, where we can make sure that we do design the right solution here, or we can also recommend to our customers what others are doing in the supply chain. And we have typically good listeners when it comes to that.
Do your customers sometimes stand next to you in amazement at all the things you want to know and all details you want to know?
I think that is a yes, and this is also a quality process here. We hear very often that we are asking much more questions than any other company in the world, so we really want to understand the details here. And we also do get the appreciation from our customers asking so much questions, because that certainly conveys competence, know-how, and trust, in my opinion. So this is an important process.
What comes next when it comes to change management in the future, in the warehouse of the future?
I do believe that in future, we do have much more intelligent processes in the warehouse.
So we need more explainability?
Say this again, more explainability?
To explain to people more about the processes, what the decisions, the system, how the system decide, and we need to explain more to the people?
No, I think we do have more intelligence in the logic of the system when it comes to the different interfaces, like products, for example. How do we receive products? How do we handle product more intelligently, change settings on the fly, etc.? I think that will be absolutely game changer to be able to increase the level of automation in those warehouses and also increase efficiencies in the warehouses or in the fully automated warehouse. That will be the next step to be much more efficient than we are at the moment.
Karl Högen, thank you very much. We wish you all the best and greetings to Packstein.
Thank you very much, Herr Weber. Dankeschön.